Keaton, congratulations, back-to-back hundreds, and you've joined an illustrious club at Durham, which involves Paul Collingwood and Dean Jones.
Yeah, thank you very much. I believe so. When I got it, Collie looked up at me and said, oh, just enjoy the moment, and not a lot of people do that. And you smiled and kind of said thank you, and he said, yeah, guess who did it as well? So I said, no, probably him. And he said, yeah, and he said, guess who? So I said, oh, Somerset. So he said, yes. So, I mean, to join, I guess, elite crew of two outstanding cricketers is a privilege, and hopefully I can just kind of follow in their footsteps.
I mean, you went around your job very business-like today, very professionally. A great start in the second innings from you and Mark Stulman, and you had 50 on the board in no time at all, and I think it was 74 before he went. At what point were you thinking that this is doable? And then were you worried about the light, because it was coming in very murky and the floodlights were on for the last hour?
Yeah, I mean, Rocky played beautifully, and he kind of took the attack to them and really attacked the lead. And I mean, he played beautifully. And he just really took the pressure off of me just to go about it. And I ended up getting some bad balls off of the back of his pressure that he created. I must be honest with you, it never really crossed my mind to kind of think about getting 200s. I just kind of wanted to make sure that I ended the day well and ended the day there with Collie. But to end with 200s in the game is awesome.
And a 300 lead as well. As long as the weather holds off, Durham are in a fairly strong position now.
Yeah, look, that's something we can't control. At least we've given ourselves a chance that if maybe we lose tomorrow or lose a large part of tomorrow, we've got a chance to bowl again. And we've got a large lead.
Now, as far as this century is concerned, you'll sleep well tonight. But, I mean, you must have been pretty pleased with how things had gone yesterday. I mean, this just really puts the icing on the cake.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, I chatted to my dad this morning on FaceTime, and he was very happy. And to see the joy in his eyes after I've made him proud is awesome. And to chat to him again tomorrow morning, hopefully, would be even better. But yeah, I mean, we as a team, we're in a great position, and hopefully we can win the game. And kind of to add to that win would be awesome.
We were commentating on you as you were approaching the 100 today. There was that edge, I think, on 96, which just went over the nearby field. Was that heart in the mouth stuff at the time?
Yeah, a little bit. It just got into me a little bit quicker than I thought. But no, I really enjoyed batting with Collie. He kind of attacked it as well, and really took the pressure off of me just to go about what I do, and just kind of get ones and just accumulate in my own way.
Has it been hard to bat in such cold conditions today? Because it's been really chilly, hasn't it?
Oh, it's freezing. I mean, standing outside now is nice and cold. But look, it makes a change for batting in kind of 30 degree conditions. You just got to adjust and make sure that you're prepared and ready to face the ball coming down at you.